Hello love, welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. I am Luna Lejuste, your host, a mindset and manifestation expert, and I am here to unbrainwash you from any limitations that you have and reprogram your mind to expect the best and create the life you want. And more than anything, a life you love. Thank you for listening to me. Give it a follow, a subscribe. I'm gonna also ask you to leave me a 5-star review comment because it's helping me as a content creator to be more visible and help more people. Thank you so much for doing that, and let's dive deep. Today I have a very, very special guest joining me. Her name is KG. She's an expert in astrocartography and astrology. It's such an honor to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah, definitely. And a question, like, your last name is Atlas, for real?
Yes. Yeah, KJ Atlas. Yes.
Wow, this is so fate.
Well, I guess you could say fated in the stars, right?
Amazing. So I have to share something with you first before we dive in. I have been actually searching for the right astrocartographer for 2 years. And then I came across your Instagram and I just knew that you were like the one because your energy really resonated with me. And I'm super, super excited to finally have you here. So thank you so much.
I'm so glad that you found me. Thanks for saying that. This is going to be great.
So KG, who are you and what do you do exactly?
Well, like you said, I'm an expert in astrocartography, but first and foremost, I'm an astrologer. And I think to be a good astrocartographer, you have to be an astrologer first. That's the foundation to really be able to translate the cosmos and everything above us down into the nature that's around us on Earth and within us. And that is what I do day in and day out. And I work with clients one-on-one to do so within the context of business, location planning, and relationships as well, because astrology is a wonderful tool that can help us with all of those things. And it is my full-time work. And when you do this kind of work, you really do it full-time. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll have dreams about doing astrology, or I'll be like hanging out with the planets. Like, you really do it full-time. And I'm very lucky to be able to do this.
This is so amazing. Like, how did you discover this? Like, because not everyone is talking about that. And I think it's super important for people to learn about that.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing astrocartography since 2019. And before that, I started studying astrology back in 2011, 2012. And that was where I kind of got my foundation. And I was just really fascinated by the ancient philosophy of it. And I felt like there was something deeper there and I wanted to keep studying and learning more. And it was in the midst of a really big physical healing journey. And if you know anything about a physical healing journey, you seek and seek and seek. You're always looking for something that doctors can't tell you. And astrology fits into that really well. And it's such an amazing tool to help you peel back the layers of yourself, the events that have happened in your life. It gives you an incredible context that I don't think anything else that exists can give you. And through that journey of learning more and learning more, it really never stops. I'm still learning more. When I start digging into this, I'm like, oh my God, this is a 12,000-year-old social science. There's so much here. I'm never going to learn all of it. No one is ever going to learn all of it. And that's what makes it so much fun, is that we can just continue to experience it and embody it and work with it. It really is kind of a lifestyle, and you can incorporate it into everything that you do. And then astrocartography actually got popularized in the 1970s.
Okay.
Because before that, people didn't really have the access to travel in the same way that we do now. Like, we can take our work on our laptop, a lot of us can, and get on a plane and go live somewhere else. We couldn't even do that 10 years ago in the same way that we can now. And I think that's why astrocartography is so popular, because it allows us to better understand our relationship with different places around the world and the different type of person that we can become when we go to a new place.
Wow. It's never-ending learning for you, for everyone. It's crazy. I love it.
Yeah.
And so we know that people can get wrong with astrology, you know, have like a lot of myth and misunderstanding. So I'm sure astrocartography does too. So what is one of the most common like misunderstanding or myth that you have heard about astrocartography?
The first one that comes to mind is the trope of if I go to Venus line, I'm going to find my person. Everyone always says that. I'm going to fall in love if I go to my Venus line. And you can, but there's so many other factors that go into that, like transits, which is the timing of astrology and astrocartography. And there's so many other lines too. Like I met my partner on a sun relationship line. And so there's Mars relationship lines and there's moon relationship lines. And so it's kind of like the quality of the relationship that you want, more so than just being on a Venus line, you're going to find love. That's sort of like this idea of like, it's sort of this false hope that I think a lot of people have is, oh, you're on Venus, love is going to come to you. And that's not always the case.
There are like a lot of aspects that we don't see that we need to learn. Like it's so much deeper than what you can see on the map, actually, with the lines and everything. So totally
It's so
feel
much deeper. That's the key is like I think a lot of people will just look at the map and we really need to be pulling relocated charts for the places that we travel to, which is essentially like had you been born in the United States versus Spain, assuming you were born in Spain because you're from there, you would have a completely different birth chart. And so we look at those hypothetical birth charts and it gives us an idea of what to expect there. And then that diluted is what we get on the map.
amazing. Have you ever lived like in places where it was super challenging for you?
Yeah, that's kind of how I found this because I grew up on a Saturn line and I didn't know when I was living there what that meant, but I knew I felt it. I knew it was hard. I knew that it didn't feel like I fit there. And there were a lot of Saturnian challenges, you know, with feeling like you have to grow up quickly, responsibility, challenges with relating to people, as well as authority. Those can be Saturn manifestations, especially in children. Usually, children don't handle Saturn lines as well as adults, especially post 30 after your Saturn return. And so that was really difficult. And I was like, why is this so hard? And then when I learned about astrocartography, I was like, wow, this makes way more sense.
Can you talk about the Saturn return? Like it's at 27 years old, right?
Yeah, it starts around 27. It's different for every person. It usually ends at 30. And it's the energetic upgrade to adulthood. It's kind of like you reap everything that you've done from like age 18 until those late 20s. And that's when you put it into practice and say, okay, have I been fooling around and just skirting by? Saturn's going to probably kick you into gear and say, you need to learn some skills of responsibility and adulthood and how to pay your taxes and all this boring stuff that keep you safe. And if you've been, let's say, like a rule follower, type A, hustling, working your butt off in your 20s, usually post 30 is when things get really fun because you're finally reaping the rewards of Saturn. Saturn's not always bad.
If you put the work before and you anticipate
Yeah.
everything,
It's
definitely.
about balance, right? And it's the long game.
Definitely. So I am planning to, but obviously you can't answer that, but I'm still gonna ask the question. Like I am planning to live in Barcelona, like in the city, because I have noticed that I have my Venus line passing right through the city. So, but because you need more, information, I don't know what you can, what insights you can give me about
Well, do you know what sign your Venus is in?
that. Yes, definitely. Give me 2 minutes. Venus in Virgo, in the 10th
Venus in
house.
the 10th house, that's probably going to manifest some career stuff. So your 10th house is all about your career and your legacy and your public image and how you're perceived in the world. And Venus in Virgo, if you start Googling it, you're going to see some people say like Venus in Virgo is a challenged placement. Like it's kind of like wearing a scratchy sweater. It's not as comfortable. But I like to say that Venus in Virgo has its own approach to Venus, where it's more about precision and control and minimalism and being classic and practical. And so all of those manifestations of Virgo will show up through your Venus, which rules your relationships, your money, your personal values. So I do think that being on this line, because it's a career line, because of the nature of Virgo, could be beneficial financially. Now, I'm not going to totally sign off on that without knowing what your second house looks like, but I have an inkling that this could be really good for business and finances in the long run.
Okay, good to hear. Thank you. Amazing. I think I have also. No, it wasn't Pluto. I have Pluto also.
You
I
have a
just.
Pluto line there?
Oh, wait! You did a face. I think I have also Mars in Virgo on the ninth house.
Mars and Virgo
But
is.
not through the city. It's like maybe a few kilometers from the city, like 100
Okay.
kilometers from the city.
You would probably still feel that Mars and Virgo. I lived on a Mars line most recently and I got stuff done. I was so productive, sometimes to the point where it really wore me out. So just be careful, don't get yourself into burnout if you're on that Mars line. Venus will usually balance it out. Venus and Mars are counterparts, you know, masculine, feminine, yin and yang. So I think that will be useful. Are you on a Pluto line where you live?
I think, yeah, because I put everything in my notes on my phone. So I have also
Yeah.
Pluto in Scorpio on the 12th house.
Oh, you're psychic.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Pluto, Scorpio. Well, that's your generation. All millennials have Pluto and Scorpio, but when you have Pluto in the 12th house, I have that too. Sometimes you just get downloads. You have really crazy dreams too.
Oh, yeah, my God. Like, oh, sometimes
Yeah.
like, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, like really intense dreams. All Pluto 12th house people are known for having really, really intense dreams. Being on a Pluto line is kind of like an energetic upgrade. It will at times feel like the cave is closing in on you, and that pressure has the potential to turn you into a diamond.
Oh,
I always compare it to working out. Like when you're working out, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this, and I'm working out so hard, I might throw up. And then afterwards, you're like, wow, I feel great. I'm looking great. I'm a diamond. And so Pluto is kind of like that. It will take you down just to really build you back up double time.
yeah. It's so beautifully said. I love it. So, for those who love to travel or are like considering moving to a new location, how can they use like astrocartography to plan their travels and lives around the world? I know it's a big generic question, but how astrocartography can, make you like align and help you like thrive and like be at the right place at the right time,
Yeah.
get your manifestations more easily.
Couple things I think of are it's really hard. You can be doing all of the self-care, self-growth work, putting in the effort, building a business, and if you're on a challenging line, it's kind of like you're training at high altitude. It's going to be a lot easier when you go to low altitude. I think now that we do have more luxuries to be able to choose where we go, we can choose better places for ourselves. Now, I understand that not everyone has the means to do so. And for that, there are actually techniques like local space. It's a different astrocartography technique that allows you to choose places in your city that can be more favorable. So if you want to move across town, or if you even can't move, but you're like, okay, I can spend time in this park every week, or I can go to this yoga studio in the city, then you can still tap into other energy. So it gives us a lot of options for what we want. And then the other piece is, what do you want? You know, everyone has different goals. You know, are you focused on your career right now? Do you want to have babies? Those are going to suggest different line planetary energy based on what it is that you want. And so I think it's kind of like choose your own adventure.
Wow, this is so amazing. I love to hear from you. I'm definitely gonna book a session with you for
Oh, I would
sure.
love that.
So interesting. And yeah, you're right. Like, we do have so much flexibility today. Like, we are not trees, so we can move if we don't like where we are, if it's challenging, if you know, like life shouldn't be like only struggle. So we are free to move. And with like digital world, like you can work from anywhere or just
There's a
move.
lot of countries that have digital nomad visas too, so that's something that's congruent with living in a world with access to astral cartography.
Yeah,
I think that's great.
we are so lucky to live in this era. I'm like so grateful to be part of that, you know, because it's special.
Right? I
Special.
think so many people will say that they were born in the wrong generation. I was born in the right generation for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. I do enjoy like my life and the era, like the technological era we live in. It's super powerful because you can make the best of it, but after it's like super personal to, you know, see the aspects and realize like how lucky you are to live in such an era
I mean,
because
look at us. We're like girlfriends just chatting on the couch, but we're in two different countries and two different time zones. Like, how amazing is that? It's probably so bizarre for like our grandmothers to even think that that's a possibility.
it's super cool. Like we couldn't like do a podcast like interview 10 years ago like that. It was not possible. Like it's crazy. I love it. We are so lucky.
Age of Aquarius, right?
Exactly. And do you have like any question? Do you have something you want to say before I finish?
Let me think for a sec. Let's see. I think at the basis, it's really important to use this as another tool to go deeper, because I do think that in this technology world that we live in, it's really easy to simplify things. And astrology is not something that can be oversimplified without, while still maintaining the integrity. You know, when we start saying Aries is this, then Virgo is this, we lose a lot of that important nuance. And same goes for astrocartography. It's something that requires a lot of deep study and observation. And if you're interested in it, I say keep studying and then also keep traveling and, you know, keep a travel journal like a witch's grimoire and record what you experience in those places, even down to, well, I landed on the plane and this is how I felt. And this is how the people that I first interacted with engaged with me. For example, my friend just moved to her Jupiter line where I was living. And we would just go out to dinner. And every time we were out, the chef would come out and just be like, here's free dessert. You guys want a free bottle of wine? And I'm like, this doesn't happen to me. This only happens. She's like, this doesn't happen anywhere else I go. It's Jupiter, you know? And it's like those little things that might seem kind of benign because it doesn't make that much of a difference at the end of the day. It's like, oh, that's a nice pleasure. It's a nice gesture. But if you keep note of those things, you can compare and contrast different places and really see which ones work best for you? Which ones do you most enjoy? Where do you want to keep going back to? I think there's a reason that people keep going back to the same countries or the same cities more so than just trying to check off a bucket list of every country in the world.
Yeah, definitely. Do you come back to the same place like twice? Or do you
Oh,
tend
yeah. Well,
to
it's so funny. Like, I'm in Palm Springs, California right now, and I was living in LA, which is about 2 hours from Palm Springs, but I cannot stop coming back here. I'm obsessed with it, and it's on my Jupiter line. I love it, and it feels so good. My mood immediately shifts the moment I get here. I'm like, all my anger and frustration melts away. It feels great. So I'm like, why don't I just buy a place here? But, you know, in due time, we'll see. But I've heard of people say, like, I just keep going back to Italy. I just keep going back. Like, there's so many different cities in Italy. Like, and I love it. Why would I go anywhere else? And to that, I say, yeah, you found one of your places. And also, don't be afraid to go other places when you feel called to.
But there are definitely places that are like home and that are like
Yeah.
back over and over. For me, it was like it's California too, like Los Angeles and Newport Beach and all this area.
Oh, yeah.
Mexico, I lived in Mexico 4 years, and Mexico is definitely like I have a connection there, even if it was super challenging too, but definitely I understand what you are saying with Palm Spring, definitely.
Oh, cool. Oh, I love that. I love that you have places too that you love. Are you going to be in Barcelona for a while?
I want to settle here. So my
Yeah.
plan is to, that's why I need to book a reading with you, definitely. My plan is to live between Barcelona and also travel to California, Los Angeles, because like I said, like I feel really connected to this place and I want to settle down because I was traveling like everywhere, like always, and I want really to have like my home, my place, you know, like not in
Yeah.
French, but I don't belong in France at all. I don't
Yeah.
connect with my origins, with my country at all. And definitely between Barcelona and California, definitely.
Wow. I'm so glad that you love California too. I think it's just one of the best places in the United States. It's so beautiful.
I love it. I love it. I didn't visit like all the states, but I do fell in love with California. And also, I like Utah, Nevada, but I do resonate more with California. There is
Yeah.
very special with this land.
Oh,
Definitely, there is
I
something.
agree. Well, there is a reason that they put the Hollywood studios there because the light hits differently, allegedly, is what they said. Like the sunshine just looks different in Los Angeles. And I agree.
Yeah, maybe people knew that there were like. It's a vortex, you know, like there are so many vortexes around the world, and Los Angeles, like, is definitely one of them. So that's why there is so much concentration of energy and, you know, like success and stories and beautiful things. So I can understand why.
Oh yeah, it definitely can spiral you up and it can spiral you down, but I
It
think if
also.
you're in your right and you're if you're in alignment, it's going to spiral you up.
Definitely. And before we leave, KG, where people can find you, connect with you, and more than anything, book a session to dive deeper into their own astrocartography or astrology journey.
Yeah, well, my website is KJ Atlas, ATLAS.com. And I do all of my booking, and there's a lot of resources there as well. And I'm booking into December of 2024. So those are filling up. And I am also very active on Instagram. I try to share a lot of free resources and content and information there as well. And it's KJ period Atlas on Instagram as well as TikTok. But yeah, TikTok is a toss up. I'm an old millennial still trying to figure it
Same. Okay, I will put all the links in the description of this episode. And I want to thank you so much, KG, because you are sharing like your incredible knowledge and insight with us today, and it's really like resonating with me. And also you have
Thank you.
very pure and beautiful energy, and I truly resonate with yours. So I knew we were a match. I knew it. And
Oh, yay.
Thank you so much for all of you who are listening. And I highly recommend like following KG on social media and work with her because she's really accurate. Like you can hear that. And if you are curious about how the energy of the earth and the stars can interact with the place where you are, go for it. Go for it.
Thank you so much, Luna.